Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, in the middle of explaining Halacha Gimel, and the Oiz Brother Tzur Sadaf is on Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Umaydim She'im Shachat, and the article Tzur Sadaf is on Ches Amud Aleph about five lines from the top at the two dots. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sarbas Riaka Moshe, Hernish, Amosh at Heaven Aliyah. So Mishnah said, Umaydim She'im Shachat Shech Rebdeka Rechasa She'efer Ki Remuchon, and this is actually talking about two different things. We have this Machalik Zvisham Beitzel in the Mishnah regarding a person who doesn't have dirt prepared from before Yomtev for Kisu Adam. If l'chatchila he's allowed to shecht on yomtev, Beishama said, yeah, no problem. According to Beis Hillel, l'chatchila don't shecht. However, if he did, so then he should take his deker, his hoe, his spade, dig some dirt, and do kisui adam. And the second thing, which is what they concluded with, was that efer kiruz muchan, ashes from the stove, that's considered muchan, and that can be used as well for kisui adam. So Gemara Zayin Beis on top tells us, hadadat amar, this was stated, be'efer shuhusak me'erev yomtev. That's only with ashes from a fire that was lit erev yomtev. So that's considered muchan, because it was already lit erev yomtev, and so he had in his mind that he's going to end up using these ashes for something. But with a fire that was lit on Yomtev, that can't be used because those ashes are muktza or they're noilid, they were created on Yomtev, so they're not allowed to be used for Kisui Adam. We further clarify, was this stated, this is only if he didn't shecht, if he had already shechted, it's better for him to take from ashes of a fire that was lit on Yomtev rather than digging with his shovel and using that dirt to cover. And that's because it's better not to have to be digging on Yom Tif. It's preferable to take these ashes that were not muchan from beforehand. Now, Chavraya Armin, the Chum of the Beis Medrash said, why is this permitted? Shemitzus Asay, Doichel Mitzvah Beloys Asay, because an Asay is Doichel Lois Asay. You have an Asay that you have to do Kisui Adam. You have a Lois Asay, don't dig dirt on Yom Tif. But Asay is Doichel Lois Asay, do something is Doichel, don't do something. But now we clarify, all that did Rabbi Yaino, do Armor Mitzvah say Doichel Mitzvah Beloys Asay, Afal Pisha Enaksuva Bitsida, Nicha, according to Rabbi Yaino, who said, then an asay is doichel lois asay, even though it's not written right next to it, that's okay. This works fine, even though the lav of don't do malacha on yomtev is not written next to the asay of do kisui adam, it doesn't make a difference. Asay is doichel lois asay. But all that to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, do Amar, he says, hoil v'ein mitzvah asay doichel mitzvah lois asay elam kein hoisek suv b'tzida, then asay is only doichel lois asay if it's written right next to it. A classic example of this is shatnes and tzitzis. The pasuk tells us don't wear shatnes, and then right afterwards it says you should put tzitzis on the four corners of your garment, and that's called being written right next to each other. And so we learn from here that your tzitzis are allowed to be shatnes. According to Rabbi Yaisi, that's the only time we say in asay is doichel lois asay. But what about mitzvah of kisui adam on yomtev? Those aren't written next to each other. So how is he allowed to dig on yomtev for dirt for the mitzvah of kisui? And the answer is mekimah shehischol b'mitzvah aymer loy marek. Since he had already started the mitzvah, you already shechted. So then we tell him, okay, you could complete it. We have a different discussion regarding muchan, regarding something being prepared. So Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Zeir asked the following question. Let's say a monkey hollowed out a bowl or a plate. What's the din with that? In other words, he just has a board, a regular daf, a plain piece of wood, erev yomtev, and then a monkey comes along and carves it out, or at least part of it, into a plate. Is he allowed to use that? Is that muktzah or no? So Rabbi Yisrael ben Omar, he tells us the spagnum of Zeir v'Ramnuna. Zeir and Ramnuna argue about this. Chanam, one of them says aser, Vacharna Omar, the other one says mutter, it's permitted. Manda Omar, also the one who says aser, nasas kemuktzah shiavesh. It's like muktzah that dried out. We had mentioned this on the first daf in the Masechta. This is regarding fruit that while it's drying out on the roof, it's actually not edible. It's muktzah. You're not able to use it. It's only once it's fully dry, then you could. And it turns out that it had dried before Yomtev and he just didn't know about it. Still considered muktzah because he didn't know about it. And the same thing over here. He didn't know that the monkey was going to be doing this and carving his piece of wood into a plate, and therefore it's usser. Whereas Mandam Ramotar, the one who says it's permitted, nasa ketevel shetikne shegeg. It's treated like tevel, which was fixed up as shegeg. We know that produce is not allowed to be eaten if it doesn't have trumas and maizes separated from it, it's called tevel. Now, we know that we're not allowed to fix up produce on Shabbos, but let's say by accident, someone did fix it up. He took off trumas and maizes. Well, once that was done, again, even though it's not allowed to be done, still, he's allowed to eat it. And it's the same thing over here. Now, the question is, manda amar usser, that's a proper girsa, according to manda amar, that it's usser to use this plate that was made by a monkey. Malush nam shagav makayma, what about using it in its place? Which means, what about just using the plain flat part of it, not the plate part? As we had said, he had a big board, and only part of it was turned into a plate. But what about the other part, just the plain old board part that anyway he was planning on using? Is he allowed to use it, or maybe the whole thing becomes asur? So the Gemara answers, Chasam Ralph on the top, Kachan hu aymrim asur shtam shal gav karka. Do we say that it's asur to put something on the ground? No. Of course you're allowed to put something on the ground if you want to. And the same way you're allowed to put something on the ground, you're also allowed to use this board. As long as you're not using the plate, you're still allowed to use the board. That's not an issue. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.